before the season even started, I knew Duvall was going to be back on our team somehow, some way. I just knew it.
Mike Trout might be one of the safest bets in history, to be honest.
As soon as that happened, it's like Gervonta Davis turned a switch and he went into kill mode. And
Terrence Crawford, there's an argument that he might be the most feared man in boxing right now. Not really seeing many names stepping up, calling him out.
If the MLB doesn't do something about it soon, we could potentially be looking at another, maybe like a mini steroid era scandal on the MLB.
Welcome to the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. Here are your hosts, Christian and Ahindi.
Welcome back to another episode of the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. I'm Alex, that's Christian, and we got another great episode lined up this week. Got some great boxing matches this weekend. We had some pretty good ones last weekend, and we actually have one coming up on Tuesday next week that we're going to be talking about too. That should be a pretty quick fight, to be honest, from what we're thinking. But before we get started, make sure y'all like, make sure y'all subscribe, and make sure y'all turn on notifications so that when we post new content.
Yeah, make sure to go ahead and do that to keep up with our content. But as for this week, we're going to be recapping a couple of fights last week, a couple trilogies. Tyson Fury versus Derek Chisora, and you had Ramon Chocolatito Gonzalez up against Juan Francisco Estrada. That was an exciting fight. Can't wait to get into that one. And then we're also going to be previewing Teofimo Lopez up against Sandor Martin. And that undercard, that's going to be a nice one, full of prospects. And we're also going to be... You also got Terrence Crawford finally back in the ring, not against who we want, but he's up against David Avanesian, excuse the pronunciation. And you also have the Tuesday fight that Alex mentioned, this guy again, Naoya Inoue, fighting on a Tuesday. And he's fighting for undisputed, actually, against Paul Butler. Interesting matchup because, like, not the opponent you would expect from an undisputed clash, but Inoue needs the belt. I'm looking forward to these fights this weekend and looking forward to getting into this. To start things off, I'm just going to go ahead and get the little more forgettable trilogy fight. Last weekend, you had Tyson Fury back in the ring up against Derek Chisora for the third time. And honestly, it was cool to see Tyson Fury back in active after the whole retirement fiasco. But Derek Chisora, as his opponent, it kind of went how we all expected. And this wasn't really a boost or anything like that for Tyson Fury in my eyes. It's just, you know, staying active, I guess. And I don't really have too much to say about this other than it was definitely not an entertaining fight. Derek Chisora did not belong in there. But, you know, he got the bag, so good for him. And the main thing on my mind is what's next for Fury. For Chisora, please retire. But I've been saying that. Tyson Fury, don't retire because there's plenty of fights to make. But before we get into that, I want to see your thoughts, Alex.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you, really. This wasn't really an entertaining fight. I mean, Tyson Fury just dominated the entire time. Chisora was in there to get his check. Don't really blame him. It was a pay-per-view fight, but it really is whatever. Like you said, Chisora probably should retire. And like you said, too, I am really looking forward to seeing what's next for Fury. I don't want him to retire. That post-game or post-fight interview was a little spicy with Usyk being there. So I'm kind of want to see what you think about that. What did you think about that little stare down they had?
I loved it. Love that shit because that is a top two fight in boxing to be made, to be honest with you. The undisputed heavyweight champion, there's just so much history behind that, and it hasn't really been too notable in a while now, so I feel like bringing that back would be huge. And it's two highly rated fighters. Obviously, we know about Tyson Fury with his size and how he moves being 6'9". And you got Oleksandr Usyk, a pound-for-pound king in my eyes. It's close, obviously, but I feel like he's just that proven. Already dominated and took the undisputed crown at cruiserweight, and he's only the WBC title and Ring Magazine title away from doing it at heavyweight. And he would need to beat Fury to get that. So there's just so much potential history with this fight, to be honest with you, and that just needs to be made. And I really feel like It got, I'll admit it, the post-fight interview, it got me going a little because that's a fight right there. And to be honest with you, I don't know why. Usyk did not look too short standing up against Fury. So I'm liking that because I'm going for Usyk, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I would be too. I would be going for Usyk too. I everything you said is spot on, to be honest. I just honestly found it really funny how Usyk literally just looked like he was salivating kind of when Fury was talking to him. Like, he licked his lips. He was doing – Usyk wants this fight. And the thing is I don't think Fury wants this fight as much as Usyk wants it, because I legit think that, honestly, Usyk would probably win. I know it's a hot take already to say that, but I just think this is the only guy really who has a chance at beating Tyson Fury. I mean, Deontay Wilder basically did beat him, but he just fucking got up from having his lights knocked out. So that really, really got me going too. I'm excited to see how things are going to unfold from here on out for Tyson Fury and Usyk. But, I mean, either one of these guys, they have plenty of fights coming up here soon that they can have. I mean, there's AJ, there's Ruiz. I mean, there's a bunch of other guys that they can fight. So regardless what happens, I'm okay with whoever these guys fight. Just don't have it be Fury, Wilder, Four.
Or just like a waste of time, like a
Derek. Like a Chisora.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, if it's a nice, solid name, if they don't match up with each other and they're going their own routes, if they're solid names, I won't complain. Like, if Fury were to fight AJ, that's a huge fight to make for boxing. And then Usyk, don't want a trilogy fight with AJ, but interesting style matchups between him and Wilder or Ruiz. I think he styles on both of them, but that's another story. But the hot take you mentioned, I definitely want to expand on that. Usyk got it, because Fury moves great for a guy who's 6'9". I think Usyk moves great in general.
Both of them do.
Yeah, but Usyk's, I think he just moves. He's a little different when it comes to angles and all that good stuff. I don't think Fury's going to be able to land flush like he would on a stationary target like Wilder. And I think that's where Fury's power was shown, but a guy as elusive as Usyk, I feel like Fury's going to have to be going for, you know, some of that, his more boxing-esque style. Not the most entertaining thing as well, but not Usyk. Fury definitely would have to take advantage of his size while being able to keep up with Usyk, because Usyk's motor, it's just different.
Oh, no, it is. I mean, that fight's going to go all 12, too. I mean, neither of those guys are going to get knocked out. I mean, it's going to be an absolute brawl. I hope that fight will start getting some more talks about it here soon. Both guys don't really have a matchup set for them coming up, so maybe sometime next year, maybe in midsummer, maybe we can see this. Honestly, don't care what time when it happens, just hopefully it happens at some time. But yeah, I'm super, super looking forward to seeing where Tyson Fury goes next. Just don't retire, please.
Yeah, please don't retire, because you've already done enough wild shit. So please make the fight that we want. But as for fights to look forward to, the fight that we definitely look forward to the most this past weekend, you had Juan Francisco Estrada up against Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez. Not happy with the result, but we were right. It was like a carbon copy of the second fight, to be honest with you. It was close. And this one was interesting because the first five rounds, Chocolatito looked like age, father time had beat him. And Estrada was just a lot more crisp, a lot faster. Just seemed like he was controlling everything going on. But then something clicked for Chocolatito, and he was going ham, in my opinion. Rounds five or six through 11, that was all him in my eyes. And then you had the round 12. That was a super entertaining
insane
round.
Insane.
Like one of those rounds, like it's kind of a swing round, but Chocolatito definitely lost the momentum he had up until round 11. And even though I feel like it should have been a draw, round 12, Estrada probably won that fight off the 12th round.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. This is the only way I really see why Estrada got this. The 116, 112, it's kind of too high. I really don't see that. I think the 115, 113, or 114, 114 is the only score that there possibly could have been. That's how good of a fight, that's how close of a fight this was. But I mean, like you said, I mean, dude, these guys were just throwing hands the entire time. Estrada, the ring rust was not there at all. We talked about that last week. I even said this. I thought that he may have a little ring rust and Joe Platito may do some quick work of him. But I mean, that was just not the case at all. We did say that we did not think that this was going to be as good as the previous two, but I mean, this lived up to it. I mean, this was just absolutely great fight. I am happy with the results, honestly, because I mean, I didn't really mind who won this fight, but I just wanted a super entertaining fight, and that's what we got out of this.
No doubt. And I'm a little upset for the result because I'm a little bit more of a Chocolatito fan. I think he's a legend of the sport, straight up, and will go down as one of the best of this era. And he's underappreciated because, the guys with the lighter in the lighter weight classes, unless you're Naoya Inoue, I feel like you're not really getting noticed like that. But Bam has a chance. Speaking of him, though, what's next for both of these guys? I'm not really sure because I've heard some wild stuff starting with Estrada. I mentioned Inoue. I saw something that he wants Inoue. Sir, relax.
That's quick work for Inoue.
Inoue, he is a weapon of mass destruction, to be honest with you.
The
And
monster.
quite literally. And Estrada. Your style, it's not built for a guy like
It
Inoue.
won't hold up very long with him.
That's a questionable one right there, but that's a huge fight to make. So credit to Estrada if that does come through. As for Chocolatito, looks like Father Time is starting to catch up, but he's definitely still a very capable top of the line fighter in my opinion. The thing that's going on with Bam. I hope that that fight can be made still, but obviously, I think they were anticipating a win for Chocolatito before making that fight, so that's a little up in the air now. But it's still possible. I'm hoping that gets made because it's like sort of like a passing of the torch thing in my eyes. Because Bam's the young up and coming guy, Chocolatito, even though he's he just took the loss, definitely the best. One of the best lighter weight fighters in the past few years. So I think that'd be a really good passing of the torch. But honestly, a fourth fight between these two guys, that wouldn't even be bad either.
No,
I need.
that would honestly be. I'm all for it, to be honest.
And like, I need it because I need Chocolatito to match that up so we could get a fifth fight too.
That would be honestly crazy, to be honest.
I saw somebody say. And this could be a good comparison if things pan out like this. This could be like sort of this decade's or this era's Pacquiao Marquez. Like
Okay.
they just keep fighting until there's a
That's
clear.
a good comparison, honestly. Because honestly, both of these guys, if you look at it, I mean, there's been two controversial out of the three. So, I mean, Chocolatito, I think, has honestly won two out of the three. And the other one was a draw. So, that's a really good comparison, honestly. I like that.
Fight until we get a decisive winner. Like who's actually the better fighter between the two? Because honestly, I could not say off of these three fights. It's just like that. But that fight being the headlining one of last weekend did not disappoint at all. And I'm just really glad we honestly just got off of a really solid weekend of boxing. And I'm looking forward to what's next for them. But as for this weekend coming up, you got quite a few big names on the table, starting off with Terence Crawford returning to the ring against David Avanesian. Like I said, please excuse it if I botched it. But Crawford back to the ring defending his title. This is a weird one because obviously everybody is upset that Crawford Spence was not made, and then Crawford went out and announced this. But at the same time, honestly, David Avanesian, really solid fighter. He brings power to the table. And when it comes to skill, I'm not going to say he holds a candle to Terrence Crawford. So it's a little confusing to me, but that kind of makes me look forward to it a little more. Like the thing with Crawford, even though this isn't the Spence fight, this isn't a tomato can that he's fighting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not going to completely bash it.
I mean, it still is a world title fight. I mean, dude ain't no scrub if you're fighting for a world title. I mean, like you said, honestly would rather see him be fighting Spence. I think the entire world would rather be seeing him fight Spence. But, I mean, this is just going to be a nice little fight for Crawford, for him to get back in the ring. It's been a while for him. And I just kind of want to see him go in there and do his thing, because that's really what he does every time he's in the ring. Doesn't really get hit that much. He's going to pick when he wants to punch, but this is probably not going to be a knockout either. This is probably going to be a 12-rounder. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing Crawford go in there and do his thing and come out with a pretty easy decision.
I feel that. But I will say, I think Crawford does get the stoppage. I think it's going to be a late-round one. I think he's going to break Avanesian down, because Avanesian, he's a power guy, in my opinion. And mm-hmm. I think he might gas out, and Crawford being a much better fighter skill-wise, honestly, his power is probably better because it's Terrence Crawford. And I think he's going to break Avanesian down, and I'm going to go ahead and predict a round 9 stoppage.
I can see it. I honestly see that happening. I mean, it is Terrence Crawford. His power probably, hopefully, has gotten a little better too. But I mean, this is just one of the best boxers in the world right now, technically, defensively, anything right now. I'm just excited to see him back in the ring, and a knockout would be kind of nice to see. I would love to see Bud knock someone out.
Yeah. I want to see him fight Spence. I know we keep bringing it up, but like, that's just really the main thing around Crawford's name right now. And it's a shame that that's not the fight we're previewing, but never say never. At the same time though, Bud's in his mid-30s now, so like, hurry up.
That is true. And before we move on to our next fight, there's two pretty decent fights on this undercard. Actually, I'll say three, because Eduardo Baez is on this too. But Jeremiah Milton, a pretty good prospect, 7-0, 6 knockouts. He's fighting on this card. And Steven Nelson, he's 17-0 with 14 knockouts. So look out for those two guys on this card. And Eduardo Baez, he has 3 losses on his record, but pretty solid boxer too.
Exciting fighter. You know, that comes with some styles. Like, some fighters, they put themselves at risk, but they make for great fights. Another great fight I feel like that's coming up this weekend is Teofimo Lopez returning to the ring facing Sandor Martin. This is for a vacant title that Josh Taylor dropped. And I think it's fitting that Teofimo gets a title opportunity at 140 this quick. You know, he was damn near undisputed at 135. People can argue if he was or not. I'm not getting in that argument. It's a mess. But Teofimo definitely, I feel like, deserves a title shot this soon. And he's up against a guy who not a lot of people are probably too familiar with, but Sandor Martin, coming off of a huge victory over Mikey Garcia. He was definitely the underdog in that, even though Mikey Garcia is way past his best going into that fight. But, you know, he got the dub in that fight. And congratulations to him. But Teofimo a little different from Mikey Garcia, to be honest with you. So when it comes to my initial prediction, not prediction, when it comes to my initial reaction to this fight, I think Teofimo is about to style like he did in his last fight. Maybe Sandor making it a little more competitive, because he is a solid boxer, but he doesn't have power. Does not have power. So Teofimo about to cook. That's how I feel.
Yeah, this is kind of like I said with Bud Crawford. I think Teofimo is just going to style on Martin. I think he's just going to want to put on a show for everyone. Honestly, don't really see him knocking him out. I'm not really, I haven't really quite sure made my prediction yet, but or come up with it yet, but I just want to see Teofimo fight. He, for some reason, he loves fighting on Heisman ceremony night. I don't know why, but I think he's fought on it for the past 4 years, so get ready for the flip and then the Heisman ceremony or the Heisman pose after he wins, if he wins. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to Teofimo fight Martin, and this is honestly should be a better fight than what people think.
For sure, a better fight. And honestly, Teofimo, even though he had the little bump on the road with Kambosos, he's still on track, I feel like, to be one of the best fighters in the world as long as things go smooth for him. So even though I feel like Sandor Martin is not the guy that's going to completely boost him up there, it's going to open up more opportunities at 140. Like, if Josh Taylor doesn't move up to welterweight too soon, I feel like that'd be a huge fight to make. I know they got a little bit of beef. Who else? There's Ryan Garcia. I know he's in negotiations, or it's got a fight made with Tank. But Ryan, or even Devin Haney, it seems like those two might be moving up to 140 sooner or later. And if Teofimo could already have a title by the time they do that, they could be challenging him. Those are huge fights to be made. And then you got Tank. Tank's already fought at 140, but I don't think that's really ideal for Tank. I feel like, you know, he's a lot smaller than those other guys, so I think 135 is kind of his limit. Even though he's proven he could stop a guy at 140, it was Mario Barrios, but yeah. A lot of opportunities for Teofimo. I'm just hoping his dad is like preoccupied with something this weekend, and like go walk the dogs or some shit like that. Like, don't be at the fight, please.
But, literally was just about to say we are about to get through an entire Teofimo Lopez segment without you talking shit about his dad. It came. I was waiting for it.
It's just unblinding rage. Not unblinding. It's just the rage that he causes that. It's all right. It's not that serious, but it's really annoying.
His dad has some antics that are just so annoying, to be honest. I know what you're talking about. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Teofimo is going to do his thing this weekend. Hopefully his dad doesn't do his thing this weekend. And this undercard, though, this is a real solid undercard. You got a lot of prospects on this worth mentioning. You got Jared Big Baby Anderson, 12-0, all knockouts. This guy's a beast, up next in the heavyweight division. And he's up against Jerry Forrest, somebody you could say who was a bit of a step up. He's got 5 losses, yeah, but 20 of his 26 wins are by knockout. So that's definitely formidable power. You got to give him credit for that. So nice little step up for Big Baby. You got Xander Zayas, probably my personal favorite young prospect. At least out of top rank, for sure. His opponent, not necessarily a step up like Big Babies, but, you know, it's Xander working his way up. He's still learning the game, too, so it's exciting to see this process from a guy who's only 19 years old at this point. So, really looking forward to Xander. Keyshawn Davis on this undercard, too. He is up next, too. He came into professional boxing real polished, had a lot of amateur experience, and he's with Bud's camp. He's learning from one of the best fighters in the world, and he's got a ton of potential, honestly. I really like his style as well, so I'm looking forward to that. And then you got Tiger Johnson in the ring. I know Alex is big on this guy. Real solid fighter, so I don't blame you, but he's working his way up as well. And this is honestly a real stacked undercard when it comes to the prospects, because if I'm going to be honest, no disrespect to Tio, this undercard might overshadow his fight. Sorry, Tio, but that's because of your dad I said that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you at all. I'm actually looking forward to this undercard more than the main event itself. Jared Big Baby Anderson, I'm definitely looking forward to that. This dude in his last fight looked 10 times better than I'd seen him in his previous fights. He went a little further, I wouldn't really say further into his fight. I think it was still a first or second round knockout, but he actually looked like he was playing some defense out there. But because he's usually just one of those guys that kind of like Richard Torres Jr., where he just kind of goes in and bashes. But his last two fights, three fights, I've really liked what I've seen from him. And like Christian said, I love this Tiger Johnson kid. He's came in very polished. One thing I really would like to see from him is just a little more power, and I think he'll be all good. But this undercard, it is looking super good. It's going to be on Top Ranked. It's on ESPN, so check it out. Saturday night, it should be pretty good after the Heisman ceremony.
Yeah, this Saturday, it's about to be a nice little day for boxing. But to wrap up this boxing episode, a guy who wants to be different all the time, like planning on Tuesday. I'm kidding. I understand why. I understand. But Naoya Inoue back in the ring for undisputed at bantamweight up against Paul Butler. Yeah, whatever that is. Interesting little scrap to look forward to, but it's not gonna last long, straight up. Inoue, we know about Inoue, top four, debatably top three pound for pound fighter in the world, and he needs one more belt to be undisputed at bantamweight. You know, we in boxing we value undisputed because all these belts, it's just nice to know like that there's one champion at a weight class. So I understand why this fight's being made, but there's so many better options for Inoue. So this is like a nice little detour, I feel like, for the biggest fights for Inoue. And honestly, I'm looking forward to him potentially moving up after this because I think that's where the fights are.
Yeah, I'm definitely kind of looking forward to this fight. I don't think it's going to last longer than 3 minutes. I think the first round is where it should end. I just don't think these guys' styles... I mean, Paul Butler, he's too slow. His hands aren't fast. I mean, compared to Inoue, I mean, it's just night and day, to be honest. Inoue is a lot better. His hand speed's ridiculous. His power is absolutely phenomenal, to be honest. It's one person you don't want to get punched by. I think this is going to be pretty quick work for Inoue. I mean, like I said, it's going to probably be end up being a first round knockout. Would not be surprised. I don't see this fight lasting longer than three rounds. So, I mean, there's really not much more to talk about it. Inoue's little brother is actually on this card too. He lost his previous fight. He was on his way to becoming a champion, but I mean, it'd be pretty cool to see him fight too.
Yeah, I feel that. And with Inoue in this fight, we saw how Naoya Inoue did Nonito Donair in their rematch. The levels.
Quick work.
Yeah, quick work of arguably a legend in the world of boxing. And we got Paul Butler here. No disrespect, but he's not Nonito Donair level. So, yeah, this is honestly just... It's going to be quick work on a Tuesday. It's like you're only going to take 3 to 4 minutes out of your Tuesday if you want to tune into this, but it's going to be exciting.
It's probably going to be real early too. I'm sure it's going to be like 8 a.m. because it's over in Tokyo.
Yeah, but as for before we wrap this up, Inoue, what's next for him? I think the biggest fight for him for sure is him moving up and facing Stephen Fulton. Mm-hmm. Stephen Fulton is an up-and-coming name, already cracking people's pound-for-pound list. Really quality fighter. He's already got a solid resume, too. And he's a champ at 122. That's up next for Inoue when it comes to weight classes. So that right there, I know I'm making tier list. I said that Tyson Fury versus Usyk is a top two fight in boxing. This one's like a top six, seven fight in boxing for sure. That's something I'm hoping is going to be made in the future because those two styles, they just match up really well, in my opinion. Stephen Fulton being he's a versatile boxer. He could fight on the front and back foot, and he does it with a lot of fluidity. He's real smooth. And I think that's probably is what it's going to take to, beat the monster. Because if you're taking a guy like Paul Butler, for example, somebody who puts their head down and just they're throwing. They set themselves up for a lot of openings against a guy like Inoue, who's precision and power. So Stephen Fulton, that'd be a little different, and I would love to see that challenge for both fighters.
Oh, it'd be a hell of a fight, to be honest. I know it'd be a lot better than this one. Don't want to get too ahead of myself because you really never know what can happen in boxing. You never know. Paul Butler could have a miracle and land one shot that knocks the lights out, but I don't think that's going to be the case for this fight. I'm really looking forward to this weekend of boxing, though. We got three really good cards. One thing I did want to mention from the Bud Crawford card is Chris Cyborg, a former UFC fighter. Yeah. She is making her professional debut this weekend, so that is another fight to look out for on the Bud Crawford card.
Hell yeah, it's always dope to see MMA and boxing crossovers in both directions. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Pretty sure she knocked Ronda Rousey out, so looking forward to how she does in boxing.
And that does it for another episode of the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. We had another great episode this week talking boxing from last weekend with Fury and Chisora and Estrada and Chocolatito 3, but and previewing some of these great fights that we have for this weekend. We have three great undercards happening this weekend. I'm looking forward to all of them. Well, let me rephrase that. Two this weekend, one on Tuesday. I'm really looking forward to them, though. But before we get out of here, make sure y'all like, make sure y'all subscribe, and make sure y'all turn on notifications. Know when we post new content. And also, go ahead and let us know in the comments who y'all think are going to be winning these fights this weekend and who you want to see Tyson Fury fight next, because I would love to see what some of y'all have to say about that.
You guys can also go ahead and find us on social media if you want to let us know there. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at ATNW Podcast. If you want, you could find my personal Twitter and Instagram at Christian_S52.
And you can find mine at AND2215.
That does it for another boxing episode. Looking forward to next week to recap these exciting fights this weekend. Peace, y'all.
Peace.